So I think it was maybe the beginning of last year. I was on the 83 bus going from Wembley to Ealing. I was just going to see my girlfriend. So about 10 minutes into the journey, a ticket inspector came on and she just started checking people's Oyster to see if they had money on it, obviously. So I just got my ticket out and waited for her to come around. When she did eventually get to me, she held out her Oyster reader machine. So naturally, I just touched my Oyster. At that point, she said, "Oh, this is a student Oyster. Can you show me the photo, please?" So I did show it to her. At that point, I realized it was my brother's Oyster. So when she asked if it was me, I was like, "No, it wasn't actually. I must have picked it up by accident." Even though we look really similar and I could have gotten away with it easily and she would have moved on. I really didn't want to lie, so I just started to explain it was an honest mistake. But at that point, she asked for my name and said she needed to take down my details. I kept trying to explain and tell her that we had just gone to the gym together, but and we must have mixed them up. I even told her I have my own student Oyster card, and they basically looked the same, and told her I have enough change. I wanted to pay the fare. I wasn't trying to dodge anything at all. That's not me. She still asked for my name and said she was going to take my details and took my brother's Oyster, which really annoyed me. I tried to tell her he needs it for uni, and was really just trying to appeal to her logic by being polite and honest, but it just didn't seem to make any sort of difference at all. She was just nodding and saying I could appeal when the letter came. So I got a letter asking for an explanation, which they said they may take legal action if they aren't satisfied with my response, but I wasn't that worried because I thought surely they wouldn't take me to court for such a minor mistake. I explained everything to them about us looking alike and all of that and just posted a letter. A couple months later, I received a court summons in the post to appear in court. I was just like, what? I was just honestly in shock. I really couldn't believe it at all. It said all sorts of things I didn't understand, and the print at the back explaining the pleas was so small, it was a joke. I really honestly thought I was just going to get a fine, and I was even going to appeal against that. The letter said I would pay a fine. I would have to pay TfL £250 for the costs of bringing the case. That I would get a criminal record if I pleaded guilty, but if I pleaded not guilty and was later found guilty in court, I could end up paying much more. I obviously thought they must have good lawyers, so pleading not guilty would cost me way too much, but at the same time, I didn't want a criminal record. I really considered pleading guilty and just getting it over and done with, but luckily the next day I ended up calling the prosecution office and explained, also apologising a lot. So they said I could get an out-of-court settlement for £250, which, to be honest, went way into my overdraft because I'm just a student, but at the end of the day, I'm just glad it's over. I think it's totally over the top to go to court for this, especially if you explain and have a good, decent explanation. I didn't even know you could go to court for this. I don't remember any sort of advertising campaign whatsoever. All in all, I was pretty disappointed with the whole thing. I guess I'll be more careful in the future, but it's just a case of knowing the system rather than being honest.